Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
I guess the first question would be the thoughts about playing with Revis coming up.
It's a great experience right now. I think, you know, being back with all the guys back right now, when you add good football players, veteran football players with Revis and Browner in our secondary, I think it's going to be good. You know, those guys have played a lot of good football, and, you know, at this time of the year, just getting our knowledge, and just working together is going to be exciting. So I think the biggest thing we understand right now is we have a lot of work, you know. Whenever you have new guys that got to learn the defense, you got to start working together. So that's our focus right now, just trying to get better together as a unit.
In your experience, how long does it take? Obviously, different guys take different times, but how long does it take you as a defensive back to learn how to play alongside a different guy?
You never know. I think the biggest thing is getting out there. You know, once you get out there, you start getting a feel for each other. They'll get out there. They'll probably have some things they're used to doing that they'll feel real familiar, and then there'll always some new things. So I think it'll be good when we get on the field and start working, and then you'll usually be able to tell from there.
How much do you talk to the guys right now, Revis and Browner, and what's the discussion like?
Oh, I think us as a secondary, the bonding begins now. I think, you know, you guys always saw us in the locker room. We're guys always together laughing and joking, and that starts now. So a group of us, we're working out together. We're running together. We're in the locker room together. So the bonding, you know, as a secondary, as a unit, starts now. And the good thing is everybody's all in, and we're down to have fun and get better together as a unit.
Devin, these workouts are voluntary, but has attendance been pretty good so far?
Well, yeah, I think guys are working hard. You know, everyone that's there is come to work, and we understand that, you know, this is key. If we want to get better together as a team, you know, it starts now. So I think, you know, the good thing is everyone comes back excited for the new year, ready to go, ready to get to work. And the leaders on the team really, you know, come and take it as a challenge and try to get everybody else going, and it's been good so far.
You guys have had a lot of...
Has it been 100%? Is everyone here?
I don't know. I guess a weight room coach is probably taking attendance. I'm not sure.
You guys have had a lot of movement in that secondary. You guys have obviously added Brandon and Darrell, but at the same time, you lost Steve. What do you guys lose, I guess, basically, is the best way when you're talking about losing a guy like Steve?
I just think, you know, when you describe Steve, a smart football player, a guy that's always in the right spot, a guy that's a playmaker, you know, he was big for us. You know, the last 2 years he's been here, he's made plays. He's kind of been that older figure that's had a lot of knowledge, a lot of football games under his belt, and has been able to just push us the right way. So it stinks a little bit. You know, I think this is a business of football. Since I've been here, we've always had guys coming in and guys going. So nothing new, just wish him the best and hope he lands on another team.
And your thoughts on Akib leaving?
Another, same thing. You know, a very good football player. Has played big for us the last 2 years, but the business is the business. You know, wish him the best in Denver. Not that good, of course, but hope he does well, and we were happy for him.
How much time do you take off after the season just to unwind? How long does it take to?
Usually a couple weeks just to, you know, just to relax a little bit, catch up with your family, do some things that you didn't do during the season. And, you know, for me, I just slowly get back into it, working out, running a little bit, and by this time of the year, I think everybody's kind of full go, itching to get back out there.
How important is it to unplug, but at the same time, not to get too far away from business and the game? And
I think it's huge just to give your body some bit of a break. You know, throughout the season, it's tough. You know, so as soon as we start really this time of the year and then going into training camp, your body goes through a lot. But I think Coach Belichick always says, you know, if you make sure you don't fall too far out of shape, it's not as hard to get back in shape. So I always remember that once the off season kicks off and I don't sit on the couch eating chips and stuff for too long, I get back out there and working.
Devin, can you give it? Something important with you and Jason, I know, is the sickle cell, tackling that, raising awareness. What have you guys done this off season to kind of raise funds, raise awareness, and how's that process going?
It's been great. You know, this is the second year where we've really jumped out and had events. So in February, we had a blood drive where that was really successful. And then that same night, we had a casino night, which was my first time doing it. It was a lot of fun. People came out, donated money from the winnings. And I think the great thing about that was people had a great time. And They were able to learn a little bit about sickle cell. We raised awareness, and then June 14th, we have a 5K walk. This is the second year we're doing it. So it's been, I mean, a blessing just to be a part of it. I got to go to the Children's Hospital down in Boston and learn just with the advancements that they're doing, and the doctors have been great explaining to me. I actually got to walk around the lab and see different things under the microscope. So it's definitely a challenge, but it's something, you know, as a person, it's a passion of mine and something that I think is bigger than myself, and just to be a part of it has been an honor and a blessing. So I'm going to make sure me and my brother, we keep doing it and try to make great strides.
Do you guys have the same rules from last year?
We got to think of a new challenge this year, something to switch it up and have some fun with it. So once he gets back off his honeymoon, we'll probably start talking about some type of challenge.
The pre-draft process is underway. What do you remember about this process when you were a collegian? And I imagine it was a pretty hectic time period for you.
I remember I couldn't wait to get it over with and be on the team. I know those guys are probably working hard, and it's just, I won't say a frustrating time, but a time where your mind just wanders and wanders about all the different possibilities. So, you know, it's a big time in guys' lives that, you know, you get a chance to maybe live out a dream. So I know they're excited, and it's always interesting what we end up doing here. So I can't wait just to see the new guys get on the team and welcome them in.
Devin, I was trying to figure out who the Patriots would draft, and then I realized all I needed to do was look at Rutgers, you know? So tell me about some of these guys. I know you still have a lot of ties to the program there. Brandon Coleman being one of them. Just your thoughts on some of the Rutgers guys coming up.
He's probably the most interesting one. I think the thing that I loved about him was his work ethic. I remember one summer I went back there, and we was just doing one-on-ones and 7-on-7 with those guys, and he was going each time. If one of the NFL guys got up there, he would go just to get to work, and I'm happy for him, you know, getting a chance to try to live out his dream. And really all those guys, I had to miss pro day. I had to do an event, but they work hard there. So I know whether it's here or somewhere else, those guys will land somewhere, and they'll work their butt off trying to keep a job.
How important is it for you to maintain a presence in the Rutgers program? Because, I mean, you've been pretty high profile there the last couple of years in the offseason.
For me, it's key because I think that university played a huge part just in my life. So some of my best friends I met there, and one of the good things is every time we go back, we all get to reconnect and have some fun. And I just love the program, you know, just seeing them, you know, now moving to the Big Ten. I got to check out one of the spring practices. It's an exciting time for them. I know they're ready to go. So I just love being a part of it. Just anything I could do to help, I'm always there to help out.
Devin, you lost a couple of veterans off the roster at the safety position this offseason. How do you feel about the depth that you guys have at safety right now?
We have some good players, and I think one thing is going into this season, it'll be competitive. You know, guys all want to play. We have some young guys, you know, with Chung coming back. He's an older veteran guy, so it'll be exciting. I think anytime you start a new season, the most exciting part of it is the competition. You know, guys work their tails off all offseason to get better and try to win a job. So I think once you get going, you know, I think that's what's key about us. We always have a good bond that, you know, competition will just bring out the best in all of us. So guys are working hard right now, working out, and we'll be ready to go once the competition starts in OTAs.
Devin, were you excited to see the schedule come out last night?
Yeah, I mean, it's always fun just to see the different guys. I know when the preseason schedule was released, I text Tyquan and told him to get ready for week 3. So it's always fun. You know guys around the league. So talk a little trash and get ready to go.
Week 1 at Miami should be pretty hot. Can you start? Is there anything you can do over the summer to prepare for a game like that? You know?
Maybe we could build a big sauna and try to have a practice in there just to get ready for the heat. But, you know, it's always a challenge anytime we go down there, whether it's the beginning of the season or we go down in December, you know, trying to get your body ready for that heat is just tough. You really can't get it up here in New England. So I know guys will do whatever they have to do just to be ready to go. I remember my second year we played down there Monday night, and, you know, that was tough opening the season there with the humidity. So guys will work hard, and I don't really worry about weather because I know guys do any and everything, and our nutritionists make sure we're ready to go.
You're going into a contract year. Any talk so far with this team about a new deal?
I don't even worry about it. I just focus on playing football and let everything else handle between my agent and the team and all that. So,
going into fifth year, does it seem that long? Does it seem like you've been here going on 5 years
now? It actually goes pretty fast. You know, I remember just being here feeling like an older guy, veteran, pretty early. So Now going to my fifth year, I feel like I'm actually a veteran with, you know, a good amount of knowledge that I can pass on to the younger guys, and just trying to take it all in stride.
Have you talked to Logan Ryan at all about maybe switching, moving around positions, playing safety a little bit? Have you talked to him at all about that?
No, they haven't gave me that coach role yet. So whatever they decide to do, you know, that's what Coach Belichick and the defensive staff controls.
What was your reaction when Patrick Sean coming back? That had to make you smile a little.
Oh, yeah. I mean, PC is one of the guys, so I was happy for him to be back in the area. He loved it here. And you know, one thing, he's going to bring a lot of energy and passion to the team, and another veteran role and another veteran guy in that secondary.
Thank you.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.